Om Shanti. Good morning. Today's Murali is about the power of love and how love transforms. About 10 days ago, for 3 days running, Maureen and myself were part of a program that was called Narrative of Love. And this was exploring love in, firstly, the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And then they also decided to invite Brahma Kumaris and also the Sikh religion. And it was very interesting because love in so many different ways comes up in all the different traditions. And actually there was a Buddhist there too, yes. Buddhism was represented also, so they had all the Western traditions and also all the Eastern traditions. And although souls across the world don't know God, Baba's used a very interesting image, Baba saying that even if somebody doesn't know anything about the sun, yet the rays of the warmth and the light make them aware that there is something which is the sun. And so the power of love is like that. Whether they believe in God, they don't believe in God, whatever their tradition may be, yet there's this experience of unselfish love, altruistic love that comes not just from Baba, but also Baba's children. And so the people are able to feel the power of that love. And another interesting image that from the seed, and the seed is the one, of course, Baba, but all of us, also the seed. And so from the seed, the first two leaves that emerge are the leaves of pure feelings and good wishes. And it's true, isn't it, that when we are experiencing Baba's love, then as a result of Baba's love, what we feel is nothing but good feelings, pure feelings. And if I'm experiencing pure feelings for all, then I know that I'm filled with Baba's love. If there are feelings of any other type that are coming in, then it's a question. Am I feeling Baba's love? And if not, why not? But also good wishes. Good wishes for each and everyone. Good wishes for the people I'm with. Is that more difficult, or is it good wishes for the whole world that's more difficult? I don't have any problem with the people of the whole world, but yes, the people that I'm with all the time, it's sanskars that get in the way. But this really has been spoken in October 1987. And Baba's mentioned two things that have been able to show Baba to the world at that time. Whether they had known Baba before or not, but certainly Baba's used the word, love makes everyone cooperate, sayogi. And from sayog, then they become sahaj yogi, easy yogis, natural yogis. Have you seen that happen anywhere? I've seen it. I've seen it in many, many cases. So somebody is constantly receiving love, and as a result of that love, they give their cooperation, and sooner or later, they become yogis. Rajni Ben took 23 years to make Murali Dada into a yogi. But his cooperation was there right from the very beginning. This is, I say, I have first-hand experience of that. But also, of course, many, many others. But Baba's talking about how two projects became very, very successful. 86, of course, we had the Million Minutes of Peace Appeal. And we weren't talking about Gyan, we were just asking people to remember God, either through prayer or meditation. And we knew that lots of people don't want to remember God, to believe in God. And so we said, okay, just have nothing but good wishes, good thoughts for peace in the world. And so Babas mentioned that project. And then another thing that's just happened in Madhuban, in September 87, there was the gathering of the big sadhus, not just ordinary sadhus, but the Mahamandaleshwars, the gods of the whole universe. That would be the direct translation. So the Mahamandaleshwars had come together in Madhuban, and it was quite remarkable, because even to get one of them to come is a big deal usually, very big deal, and a lot of preparation has to be put in. And here you had a whole gathering of them. So Prem Behen especially, but many, many others had served to make that whole situation happen, where they were ready to come to Madhuban. And the classic thing about Madhuban, you don't put anybody on a higher level except Baba. But that's also not because Baba wants a higher level, but we want everybody to see Baba. But we normally don't put anyone on a higher level than anyone else. And in this case also, there was, it would have been quite a challenging task to see who was higher, who isn't. And so then they decided, the Dadis had decided, that everybody should be on the same level. And so that in itself was remarkable. But all these Mahamandaleshwars coming, and normally they carry their own kitchen staff with them. And they always say that, you know, we need to have a separate kitchen for our Mahamandaleshwar. And here, it wasn't happening like that. We didn't even have the big kitchen that we do today in Madhuban. And so, just small kitchen, but within that, total cleanliness. And so when the people, the staff came beforehand to inspect everything, they said, well, this is even better than what we could have done. And so then they let us carry on doing the cooking for everyone. So nobody had special kitchens. So, I mean, the detail that Baba's gone into about how everybody's done so much effort with love is an indication of the sort of attention that had to be given at that time to make sure everything happened absolutely in the right way. And it was highly successful. And Baba said it's because everybody experienced the atmosphere of love. Whatever physical work they were doing, there were people giving lectures, of course, but Baba hasn't given too much attention to that. Baba's talked about the people cutting the vegetables, the people cleaning the tables, the people keeping the place clean. So everybody doing things with love and creating that powerful atmosphere of love. And that's what changed these people, all these great gurus who had come. And after that, they've always been very cooperative. And we've had other gatherings since then, but that first one was spectacular, it really was. And of course, at the same time, I was saying that all the instruments abroad have shaken Kumbhakarna. When somebody's in a very deep sleep, then they can't wake up just suddenly like that, but they stir and they open their eyes and they close their eyes and go back to sleep again. And so I was saying, that's what's happened with Kumbhakarna. He moved and he opened his eyes a little bit, but he's gone back to sleep. And it's very interesting that that image of the sleeping giant is not just in Bharat, but in all the climate change conferences, they talk about how since 1972, the scientists have been alerting us to the fact that climate change is happening, but the giant still hasn't yet woken up. And let's see what happens over the next coming years. But certainly at the moment, nobody's taking any action to prevent anything or to reverse things. So the sleeping giant is a reality, just in terms of the world out there, but also in terms of Baba's Gyan. So the giant still has to be roused and woken up. the Bhavas talked about how in Bharat the big authority is that of religion, and abroad one of the big authorities is the UN. And so you made everyone feel that love, and through that the cooperation, and through that then, who knows, some become yogis also. So I was interested in this point about, from that seed of love, the first two leaves that emerge, good wishes, pure feelings. And so is it possible for me, really, in this last phase of Sangam Yuga, just to be able to clean out all other feelings and have nothing but Baba's love for each and every individual? The other day Baba spoke, was it yesterday or maybe the day before? Baba spoke about how you see that something is wrong, but it was in the blessing. But even if you see something that's wrong, you mustn't react and say why, or any other feeling about it. Okay, just maintain the love and give them your cooperation, and your support and cooperation will maybe make them change. But don't wait for that. If it doesn't happen instantly, it might not happen instantly. But at least from your side, what you have done is to move forward to your subtle pradhan stage. Because if you then react, then you can't say to Baba, it was because of this one or this thing or the other thing. It's me and my own subtle pradhan stage, and how far away am I from that, that's going to make a difference to me. So to maintain love for all and the manifestation, good feelings. You know, it's very easy to say, of course I love the whole family. But no, I think it was last Sunday again, Baba Savyak, the fresh Savyak Murli. You love Baba, but you love the whole family. And of course then it becomes number wise, but Baba saying through all the different Murlis, but especially today, just maintain pure feelings and good wishes for all. And that'll help you progress, but it'll also help them because they'll feel your support, and that support is important. So the question that I had is, whatever stage of love I'm at for Baba, for the family, are there ways in which I can increase the power of love within myself? And the first thing that came to mind is that there are two words that always come, and we pick them up from the Gita. And these are the two words that describe the way to have victory. Preet Buddhi and also Nischa Buddhi. The loving intellect and the faithful intellect. And so it's these two aspects of the intellect that lead all of us to victory. And so is there a way in which I can increase my faith in Baba? And if I increase my faith in Baba, I'm going to be able to increase the quality of love also. Both are connected. Again, think about human relationships and the child having that total trust, the total faith in parents. And then nowadays it's the end of Kali Yuga, so sometimes it doesn't quite work out like that. Parents don't always fulfill their responsibility, and so there isn't always that faith or trust. But until fairly recently, you would say that 99% of all parents absolutely cared for the child, and the child had absolute faith and trust in their parents. And then later on, as a child grows older and learns about argumentation, then the arguments begin. But in that initial period, it's just total. And so I've understood Baba's Gyan, and probably through that experience of understanding, I've experienced Baba's love. But the more I understand Baba's knowledge and practice Baba's knowledge, the more I see that it's working for me. And I'm sure everybody has examples and experiences of how things are working for them. But the faith that we have, it actually makes things happen in our life. And so the lovely expression that Baba used the other day, what does Baba come to do? What is the service that God does? On one level, God's service is to teach us the most important. On another level, equally important, Baba comes to care for us and look after us. And so as I look back and I think about how much care Baba has had for me, how much Baba has supported me and looked after everything till now, and the faith that it'll continue. To that extent, my faith has grown in Baba, and so my love for Baba has also grown. But sometimes we don't remember how much we've learned from Baba, and we don't always remember how much Baba is taking care of us. Really, it's quite incredible. Whether I'm living in Baba's house, I'm totally cared for by Baba, or whether I'm in my Laukik home, but I'm surrendered by my intellect, I know that Baba's looking after me. And so to that extent then, that faith has grown and my love for Baba has also grown. But you know how if there's a flame, you have to keep pouring in the oil to make sure that the flame stays bright. And even if it's your modern devices and you've got the flame which is dependent on a battery, if the battery goes, if it's discharged, no light. And so something needs to be renewed to keep that flame burning. And in our case, it's awareness, recognition, appreciation. Appreciation of how much Baba has done for me and is doing for me at this moment. And that appreciation is going to help me strengthen my faith, because I'm remembering all the things Baba has done. Very easy to forget, because the reason we forget is because we get caught up in mundane things. We don't give ourselves time to reflect on the things that are important. It's something we tell Laukik people. Make sure that you get your priorities right. And so my priority, what's going on in my consciousness? Am I appreciating what Baba is doing for me? Or am I too caught up in all the other things that this has to be done, that has to be done, or that has to be done? So that's one level. But the other is where it's not just what needs to be done. The other level, of course, is that because something has happened or someone has done something, my head's caught up in that space. And so my reactions are coming and I'm trying to deal with my reactions. So end of reactions. And yes, I have to continue with all the tasks that I'm doing, because that'll be the proof of my love for Baba, proof of my faith in Baba, and to be able to do everything that I'm doing in the right way. Not just doing it for the sake that I'm supposed to do it, but to do it in the right way. And so the quality of my faith and the way in which I deepen my faith, that's going to deepen the experience of love and to keep the flame burning, that gratitude and appreciation at all times. The other day there was a very interesting Murali in which Baba spoke about what more we need to do to experience deeper and stronger love for Baba and to feel Baba's love for us. And one of them was removing the rust. To what extent am I able to clean myself? One is the accumulation of whatever I have from the past, but the other is a state where today my thinking isn't as Baba would want it to be of that highest caliber. And so that's adding more rust. I don't realize it at the time, but every reaction, every thought which is not according to Srimad, I'm accumulating rust rather than removing the rust. Can I be with Baba and make sure that at least I'm not accumulating anything further, and so there's no more rust growing on the soul, but I'm dealing with it, I'm finishing it. So one very strong thing that Baba was talking about was how if there's rust, you don't feel the attraction of the magnet, and the magnet is sending out those vibrations, but you're not catching them, and so you're not feeling that closeness. So whatever it is I can do to make sure there's no more rust coming, but also can I think of the right things with Baba's Gyan, keep my mind focused in the right direction. Whatever else it is I'm doing externally, all that can happen. Baba said yesterday that Baba has to think about all the letters he has to write. Baba has to think about all the buildings, all the construction that he's involved with. Baba was the architect, Brahma Baba. Baba was the architect, and Baba was also the building supervisor. There were people who were doing the labor work, but it was Baba who was actually supervising everything. And then he trained Chandras Dada. And so then Chandras Dada would accompany him when he went on a tour of the buildings. So, of course, all the responsibility of the yajna on Baba's shoulders. Everybody else was there, but responsibility was one. And then, of course, through the years, different things have happened in Madhuban. And so Baba also had to deal with all these physical mundane things, not just that Baba stayed up above in an ivory tower and said, I'm just going to give gyan and meditate, but Baba's involvement in the kitchen. Baba would ask, is there enough salt? To that extent, I think the only one who thinks about how much salt there is Hansaben. We don't have to think about it. But in Baba's days, Baba had to think about everything, A to Z. So, yet Baba did all of that, but kept his consciousness high, and Baba's face always reflected that beauty of God's love, and that shine of God's love. And so can I do everything, and yet still be in remembrance of Baba? It's possible, we've seen it demonstrated. And so now I have to make sure that that's also what I do. What else do I need to do to increase my love for Baba? I think the big word is appreciation. And so Baba talked about respect also. Appreciating God, but also respecting what Baba, who Baba is, that recognition that it really is God who is on earth. It sounds quite a stunning statement if you hear it for the first time, that God is on earth. And yet we hear it every day, many times in the Murli, and it's sort of become diluted for us because it's become normal. But if I take a moment to pause and just think about it, God has left Param Dham and is on earth. Can we still say that today? Or will we say that, well, Baba's now in the subtle region, he doesn't even come, Avyakt Baba doesn't come? We won't say that. Why? Because God is practically working at this moment. That is the reality. Until God's task is complete and we're not changed, we haven't changed, Satyug isn't going to come. And so the power of transformation through love, as we experience that and experiment with it and see how easy life becomes with the power of God's love, and we'll experience total transformation through that. And then we'll see, yes, really, it's Baba that's helping me. Just me on my own couldn't have brought about this change. And so I think that it becomes very easy, A, to just think it's, well, the Murli is, yes, there's the Murli, but who is speaking the Murli? The first few sentences, Baba's reminding us who's speaking, but somehow then we don't let ourselves be lifted into that high stage. Think about Avyakt Bab Dada, and even the difference between B being in Madhuban, when Avyaktbhakta was visibly in front of us, and we'd be sitting in London and we'd have a very beautiful clear view of Baba speaking, but why did we keep running to Madhuban? Because the reality is that we had a very different experience. Baba giving me drishti through the video and Baba giving me drishti in Madhuban was very different. But can I change that for myself? Can I take on that subtle form and make that connection with Avyaktbhakta and then have that same experience today as I used to in front of Baba? And if I can do that just through shifting my consciousness away from the physical dimension and not thinking about this is a video, not thinking it's something of the past, not thinking, well, I'm not in Madhuban, but just connecting with Bhaktada in the subtle region. And with that love, listen to Baba. Very interesting comment from somebody just recently. And she wrote that she's been in Gyan for nearly 20 years, maybe longer. And she's not in London, so nobody here. But and she's been a great instrument for Baba also. But she said that, I realized just recently that the reason why I don't feel so close to Brahma Baba, I've always felt close to Shiv Baba, and I have powerful experiences in yoga of Shiv Baba, but I haven't had that feeling of closeness to Brahma Baba. And she said that, I realized that I have to change my form from the physical form and take on that shimmering costume that Baba has said is waiting for me in the subtle region, then I can connect with Baba in his avyakt form. And I realize this, and now I'm going to be experimenting with it. I know that to connect with Shiv Baba, I have to be soul conscious, and so I connect with God. But to meet with Brahma Baba and to have that faith in Brahma Baba and that deep love for Brahma Baba, that sentence from one of the recent Muralis changed my attitude. And I thought it's probably true for many others. They'll say that, oh, well, we didn't actually meet Brahma Baba. But no, change your attitude and be the same where Baba is in the subtle region, and you feel in your avyakt form, you're meeting with avyakt Baba. So that was very lovely. Two other experiences that I want to share, and it's about the power of good wishes that come through love. One person speaking and saying, I've always heard about good wishes and everything, but I broke my ankle and it was a complicated procedure in terms of the operation that happened. And the nurses all warned me I was going to feel a lot of pain. And I didn't feel any pain. Then there were many steps within the whole process. And again, they would warn me, it's going to be painful. And I didn't feel any pain. And I asked myself, how come I'm not even needing to take a Panadol when they've told me there's going to be pain? I'm not feeling it. And then I realized that it was the good wishes of the family. And the good wishes of the family changed the situation for me and took away the pain. Yes, I was with Baba, I could feel Baba's power, but I know now that the power of good wishes work. And another person just recently sharing an experience. They're very pakai in Gyan, and they've tried to give Gyan to their family, but no one in the family has really taken it up. And their son, her son, and he's always had respect for her, but not much interest in Gyan or anything. And the son was having a very difficult time. It's a court case. And even the lawyers said, it's 50-50 whether you're going to win or lose. And she's mentioned it here. And she'd said that, I'm telling you this story because I know the power of good wishes work, and I want all your good wishes for the situation. And then about a month later, she came, she was here. She's been coming to class every day, but then again she was here. And she said, well, I want to thank you all. Your good wishes did work, and a situation that was very difficult changed. And the amazing thing is that I saw my son so stable through the whole situation. And normally he isn't able to maintain that sort of stability. So now, of course, much, much closer to Baba and everything. So the power of love and the manifestation of that power, the two leaves, very lovely image. Always when there's a seed, if you've planted seeds, even if it's just dhania seeds, you know, coriander seeds, they come up very quickly in summer. Within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they're up. I used to plant them myself, so I know. And so the first, what comes out is always two leaves. And so always they, in the Yajna we show Shiv Baba, and then the first two leaves, Radhe and Krishna. But it's the law of nature, two leaves, and then the rest. And so pure feelings and good wishes for all. And so let me be able to manifest that. And of course, also if you see the seed of love within the soul that Baba has planted, yes, to make other souls cooperate and make them yogis, but also what's needed so much, especially at this time, compassion, kindness, big heart, generosity. It's the time when the world is going through crazy things, and so to be able to have that. And as I manifest that love, I receive more love from Baba, and my own apron will be full, and so there'll be an abundance of love that I can share with others. So the essence of all of this today is Murali, love. And I might be able to do many things, but if I don't do it with love, and if I don't have that power of love within myself, I'm not able to change. So enjoy the Murali later on. It's very lovely. Om Shanti.